Hey, Herb.
I'm going to catch every word. I'm going to catch every word of what you have to say.
That's what I got. Well, I wanted another opinion first. He let me know Wednesday.
Grass fire or house fire?
House fire. That's wild.
Much damage or little?
It was not
him who was worried.
No.
Did they got a picture on the news?
Yeah,
Bluetooth connection up there? I remember seeing one about that time. Out of the state.
That's what he's heard. That's what he's heard. That's what he's heard.
You don't have
right away that would scratch off.
Well, we only have a limited number of weeks, and a lot of the stuff is not necessarily memorized.
Right.
So we need to do stuff that was either pulled from this most recent show or things that everyone really knows.
Right.
When is the last time we performed an arrangement of this?
One of the iffy things, yes.
I don't know if that's smart.
We're going to start here, so we don't want to get through everything we want to do tonight.
I think it'll be better.
They have it.
Then we can talk.
You got your, is that all the food back there? Is there more coming, or can we start snacking?
I think that's it.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, okay.
Feel free to eat and talk. And I was going to ask, Jim said he'd be late, so we won't do any renewals right now, but I do have some very important presentations to make, and that's to our top ticket sellers and our top ad sellers. And so let's go with the tickets right now. And our top salesman this year is Bob Reeves. Please come up. Thank you for all of your sales effort. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Number two is Gary Van Cleve. And last but not least, where is Maynard?
Right here.
All right, you are number three, Maynard Giles. Woo! Okay, so.
Good job, Maynard.
Next are the ads. Okay, our top ad seller is Ed Biddle. Please come forward. Yes, sir. Ah, shoot, he's not here. Number two is Al Seerich. He's not here tonight. However, so I guess we've got four of them. My gosh, all right? Yeah, I do. All right. Number three is Dane Shelton. And there he is. Thank you. And number four, last but not least, Lyle Schwery. Thank you. Okay, that almost concludes the announcements. Lastly, I knew that was coming. All right, anyway, the next one then would be Gary Van Cleve. He'd like to talk about the Honor Flight people and give us a little breakdown on that. And then after that, Brenton's going to take over.
I hope all of you, and most all of you, have taken a look at the email that Eldon sent out on the 15th. Yes, I think item number 7 on there was a summary of all of the information and facts that we have at this point. The date of this event is on May the 20th, which is a Monday. So all of our schedules and plans should plan to have a rehearsal or practice of some kind then anyway. And welcome back, Gene. Hope you didn't bring any measles with you from Israel.
No.
Anyway, the event is the Honor Flight program. It's being arranged or promoted by a man out in Council Bluffs. So my contacts with him have been kind of sketchy sometimes, but I did get in touch with also a local person who is in Irvindale, and the reason, Gene, you're on my list of numbers because you should know John Forbes.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, I dropped your name so that you know, we get some immediate connection. Okay, good. Anyway, I've started a list, just briefly shown Brenton some of the songs in the last three shows that we've had and should be familiar with. One of the songs that we're not that familiar with is the Armed Forces Medley. The quartet does that in their show, so that leaves us an option. But the reason why that particular medley is requested by the organization is because for the last 13, 15 years, whatever, that they've been doing this honor program, they have ended the entertainment with that song, so that each of the services, as you get to the service number, can stand up and be recognized. And he requested that, you know, we've got the song to do the song so that they can continue that that pattern and that tradition. It's in our library. The question is, you know, getting copies and getting familiar with it. They won't have any problem. We would be the only ones having a problem if we used music to do it, held music. But that's not a problem for them. As might be some of the other songs that are on the paper if we want to do that. But that's a decision to be made. Yes?
You saying that they sang the medley at the end of every show for however long?
Yeah.
Do we know what arrangement they sang?
It doesn't matter, I don't think.
It doesn't matter?
I don't think so. Just so long we hit all the five services. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But the option would be that if it doesn't come together for the chorus to do the song, then we do have quartets going to be there. They could do it. That would be an option to do it that way. We've got 30 minutes maximum that they're asking, you know, for the entertainment. So it's not like we can do everything in our inventory or our repertoire. We've only got so many to do. If we have one quartet or two quartets even that want to sing a song, then that limits the number that the chorus will do also. So there's lots of different decisions to be made and plans and arrangements, and I haven't been in touch with their event planner yet, but I'm expecting a call so that I can try to set up a meeting, and I hope that some, either in the music committee or the chorus administration, can be there at a meeting also so we can work out details. I've already told them that we can provide risers so they don't have to worry about that. I did ask about a sound system. He wasn't sure about that, but you know, that's something, one of the things to be worked out. Mike's got me on a 5-minute limit here, so I better ask if there's any questions that I can answer quickly without getting into a lot of details, because I don't have a lot of details. Whoops, wait a minute, what if I'm... That's the Heidi Hall Event Center. I should have said that first of all. And I'm assuming it's going to be about 6 o'clock.
Downtown.
No, downtown.
I don't know. Okay. Heidi Hall Event Center?
Well, there's either the Conference Center in West Des Moines or there's the, you know, the Event Center, which is downtown. So okay. I don't know which one it is.
I've got to figure out which one we're at then. Okay. I keep calling that Veterans Auditorium. I'm sorry, it's not Heidi Hall.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Anyway. What's that? I'm assuming it's about 6 o'clock. He did mention that we've got to get the dinner in, get the guys finished up so they can get back to the hotel and get to bed, because they got a very, very early morning to get up to get to the airport. Most of them will be staying at the Holiday Inn across from the airport and then busing over, but whatever, it's still very early in the morning. It's a long day, tired at night. Anyway, other questions? I did see some hands raised, but I hope if you have something that comes up later, you know, get in touch with me and we'll try to see if I've got an answer for you.
So this is going to be on a Monday evening. I believe it's May 20th, right? So it's during a normal rehearsal time. Is there anyone in this room that would not be available to perform May 20th, that Monday?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure yet? Can we, yeah. Understand. Is there any way we can get some firm responses from everyone, a commitment level, by next Monday?
By email or by?
Well, let's try it by email. Can we set up an invite that people can RSVP to in Groupinizer?
Yeah.
Okay. So Tori's going to send out an invite. So please respond to that email immediately upon receipt, okay, so that we can get a good idea. It looks to me like maybe most of the group probably should be available, but I want to make sure that we have good representation.
If the chorus can't do it, I know a good VLQ that did a good job the other night.
Okay. There's an option, too.
There you go. Here's your assignment. Learn the Armed Forces Network.
Yes. In addition to about 25 other minutes of music, yes. Okay. Very good.
Any renewals, Jim? No, it depends on who's here. I just described it.
Okay.
No, why? Just got here. Jim Bragg.
How many? I didn't hear. Yeah, I didn't hear.
Okay, Brett, it's all yours.
Okay, so gentlemen, we've got an opportunity to look back on what we accomplished over the weekend. Okay, it's very easy to go straight into critical mode and start to pick apart what the things that we'd like to improve or build upon. However, that is not the way that I like to begin talking about big events. Okay, first we need to focus on what went well. What was enjoyed? What did we feel like we accomplished really well? Did you hear any feedback from audience? Anything that is what we did on the weekend was a great kind of thing. And I'm going to actually make you come up with something. Okay? It is not our agenda to just be negative Nancy's about every little thing we do, because we actually do things well. And it takes more energy to do the pros.
I had two different best headlines. I talked to after the second show. They thought we did an excellent job. They liked the movement of the show.
Pacing, you mean?
Yeah, pacing. Yeah,
gotcha.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I knew it.
And then the one person I talked to after the first show thought we did a fine job.
Excellent.
Very good.
I talked to, we had the Golden Oldies sang for this guy when he was in the hospital, and then they wanted us back. So Antique Harmony went the second time, it's Golden Oldies then. And his daughter then bought three tickets, her father and mother. And I talked to them after the first show, and they loved it. So they said, oh, watch your Christmas show.
Good.
Cool.
Excellent. Yes, Ed.
Well, my grandson, I think, has seen four or five shows, thought he's 12. He thought it was the best show he'd ever seen.
Really? That's great.
At church yesterday, I had three different people come up who were there on Saturday night, and they really liked the show. They particularly liked the closing song, and they liked your arrangement. And the people who came in the afternoon were telling people what a great show it was. So,
great.
They also had a comment about the lights, but they do know it's in our
phone. I'm sure that we could all just in one word say what we thought of the lighting situation. When we get to the critique.
the pros, the lights were not out the whole time.
They did go out right after one of Dave's jokes.
Yes. I guess I'll let you slip by with that one, Norm. Thank you. Dane?
I had a comment that our chat report has sounded really good. And I haven't always had that assessment of the chat report.
Cool. Great. Excellent.
Well, my wife and I and her friend that thought that we performed well and loved your arrangement. They, above everything else, liked the BLQ.
Mm. Yes, on the other hand. Yes, John?
My wife had the advantage of going to both shows. She said it sounded like a whole different chorus on the second.
Yeah.
She was very complimentary about the second show. We think the pep talk is really not good.
It's our Hoosiers moment. Okay, good. Yes, what'd you get, Rick?
Since Tori didn't say it, I'll steal his thunder. His son said, after the second show, he said, we nailed God Bless the USA. And his son sings for GNU, and they're no slouch chorus. So he should know.
Cool.
Dave is his name.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if everyone would have known what that was if I would have put that down. Yeah. So I went with Tori's son. It's on the other hand. Yes, Gene.
I like the inspirational ballet about practice.
I'm not sure if which category that falls into.
It kept us better in key.
That could maybe ride the line. It did make you concentrate a whole heck of a lot.
Yes,
we did not flat as much during that particular performance.
I got a call from the vice president of the casino. Now, he's a friend. And he says, well, we're going to take care of that. He says, we'll handle it internally. I said, well, I wanted you to know that the director said that's the best we saw, but she did, so I'm not sure we want her back, but this
I feel somewhat bad for her, but
yeah,
you can't take chances.
And they got her on film, too.
Oh, did they really?
Security camera, oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Can we get that?
Oh, yeah.
What a promo. I tried to explain to people what that looked like.
Oh, my. Lyle.
I had some folks from my church down in St. Mary's, in St. Charles, they particularly liked the arrangement. And they thought it sounded great. They've been coming for years, and they just love this music. And they like the venue, believe it or not.
Yeah. And my in-laws thought it was great. They really did. So you guys are excellent. So.
Yes, my parents, they thought the Frontier was very entertaining. My feeling was they were talking too much, and my son said, no, they weren't.
Really?
Right. Surprised.
Vicki said the same thing. She didn't think they talked too much.
Huh, interesting. Good.
Evening or afternoon?
She was an afternoon.
Afternoon seemed like more talking.
Anybody that hasn't gone on record yet? Yes.
This is more in regards to my own personal thinking of the show, or favorite part of the show, not so much audience participation, although I did get some nice comments from people that I talked to over there. But my personal applause goes to Guess Who's Coming.
Yeah.
Even though they messed up a little bit in their song, the enthusiasm that those guys have for Barbershop is infective.
Yeah.
Because I talked to a couple of guys afterwards, and they were so thrilled to be there, to be part of that. Yeah.
And it goes right along with our mission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bringing both Barbershop and just a cappella music
I told at the time, I said, you guys are the ones that are going to have to pick up from where we leave off. I mean, it's us old guys in the same way. And you're the ones that we're counting on for doing
it. No, it was great to have them there. I agree.
And I just thought that was a thrill to be part of that.
That was the best applause.
It was a great moment. It was. Yes, what you got, Rich?
Well, being the rookie and not knowing how it should go together anyway, I was impressed by the flow of it, the professionalism that just behind the scenes organization and that. And my family stated the same thing. They thought it was really awesome.
Great.
They're all fairly musically inclined, so
great
opinion counted. So.
Thanks, Rich. Yes, Ed?
I hate to tell Gold the antique harmony, but they did sell K's arrangements to Frontier
was just less than
all the way to the airport Sunday morning. They were making up new verses.
To yesterday?
They want to get it.
No, to One on the Left.
Oh!
Yeah. One on the Left, yes. And they apparently are doing a couple chapter shows in Michigan, so they're picking out people in Michigan that they knew that they would be on the left and the right.
Skewer a little bit.
And the last one is, and the very last tag is, and the is a Canadian. And the Pioneer District has a part of Canada. So, and they're apparently doing a show in Canada. So
when you talk to them, tell them our fee is share those new verses with us.
Did you had something, Lyle?
I was just going to say that. I just got a kick out of watching Frontier and some of the other folks at the afterglow just nearly falling out of their chairs with some of our parodies. We enjoy doing parodies, and that's the payback for them. So it didn't really get them.
Yep. So let me ask, any feedback on our MC for the day?
She did a great
job.
She did a great job.
Okay.
My wife thought she was the best thing that we'd done in the show in a long time.
She added a lot of feeling to the words.
Well,
she's
had a lot of experience doing that type of stuff, but I wanted to make sure that it landed well with both you and our audience. So.
Did you get a gift or anything for doing what she did?
I'm going to give her a little something. So, yeah.
Did she have her bio on there in the book?
No.
That would have been something to add.
I'll put that down here.
She was a late addition. So.
She was. Oh. She did save our butt.
Okay. Yeah.
And, when Max wasn't able to follow through. And then I thought I was going to have to split it between two different people, but then when she said that she could do both, I just was like, okay, yay.
My family thought that who are some music teachers and me, fairly good background, thought that the song that you wrote for us fit our chorus very well.
Thank you.
Played into what we did at a few of these concerts.
I've gotten more comments about it. I mean, Adam Scott was really intrigued by it. I mean, Dave was, you know, super intrigued by it. In fact, he gave us a standing ovation after the first show for that one song. I think it was our only person that gave us a standing ovation on this one. But he did it nonetheless. And even Sean Devine, when he was here, thought that that was just an interesting piece. It's not full-on barbershop. I've created my own term for it. I'm calling it choral shop. So it's a little bit of choral music and barbershop kind of twisted into one. But, I think that if we can continue to hone in on that puppy, we've got a nice, unique something that we can put out there for future stuff.
I thought that she actually talked about contributing to our youth program, contributing to the chorus. And when I heard that, I thought that was really good because it tied in with what we put in the program. I actually had a couple of people come up to church yesterday and ask me how they did that. I don't know if they'll follow through, but so there were people listening.
Excellent.
And they were the people at the evening show. The fact that we had the boys there, they could actually see what we're doing, and then she followed up with that. I think that was very effective.
Yes, agreed.
I had a person approach me and says, "How do I donate?"
That's my friend. Yeah. My friend that I work with on the printing plant. Come every show for years. He came up and said, "How can I make a contribution to your organization?" I said, "Talk to Mike."
Just go to harmonydelegation.com.
There's a donor button at the top of the page.
That's right.
In fact, let me see if I can show you where it's at here real fast. Maybe it needs to be bigger. So here, let me log out. So when the general public goes to our website, it's up in the top right corner. You see where it says donate?
There you go.
If I click on it right here, it takes you here. And it shows giving levels, and then there's a button that says donate now about halfway down the page. Mm-hmm. Click on donate now.
Well, mine was just
put in 100,000.
Yeah, there you go.
That's actually a $1 million lottery ticket out there. Right.
So you have to do the stupid little I'm not a robot thing, but then I guess they can actually do an online. Now, of course, they can also just make a check payable to Harmony Delegation and bring it here, and Larry would be happy to get that deposited.
I'll see that gets in the bank right away.
That's right.
We told people right in Iowa. So
it doesn't matter.
Either one is fine, although
I have both stamps now. Our own delegation and Pride of Iowa. So no matter how the checks come in, I can be positive.
Try to do all future stuff in Harmony Delegation. But we can still take Pride of Iowa for now.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Any other wows? I call these pows and wows. Yes?
When I talked to Bob King, he said he was going to have leftover programs, or are they here tonight?
He's got 100 in his car, and I've got 100 in my car. Which would you want?
Yeah, I've got 200 in my car.
We've got a few.
I don't need 60.
It's
four on the table.
Four on the table.
I need 60.
Yes, Ed.
I think we'd be remiss not to say that since you've been here in June, our preparation is much easier to follow. It's been the teaching has been outstanding. I think our preparation was good. I think some of our follow-through might not have been as good as it should have been individually.
I appreciate that, Ed. Thank you. I obviously had nothing to compare it against other than our Christmas show, and that's a little bit of a different animal in itself. So I had no idea how this was compared to other years, but what I appreciated, at least from my own vantage point, is that we didn't just rely on some things that maybe had been done maybe too many times. I like the fact that we approached and tried to do some new stuff, that we tackled a few things that were challenging in addition to a few others that were a little less taxing. But I just appreciated the energy, and after the little pep speech, I felt like we really went out there and did a good job in the second show. I'll know to do a little more pep speeching before the first show. Okay. I just want to say I appreciate everything that you have done to make my first, 10, 11 months, whatever it is now, fun. I have not ever dreaded coming to a rehearsal or a performance. I have never once thought, this is work. It feels fun, and it's a pleasure working with all of you. I look forward to doing much more stuff. And thank you for actually taking the time to think and dwell on what we did well. A lot of people go straight into the gripe and moan, and they don't actually take the time to realize that people appreciate what we're doing, that they had a good time, and that people found value in what we're doing. And you did the hard work to make something come together that had a whole list of positive things. Okay? Now, we are going to turn to what I call the POWs. These are the punches in the gut that maybe we can build upon and improve for future items. So this doesn't have to be vindictive, and it doesn't have to be complaining, but what this can be is, what is the constructive stuff? Now, things like the lights, obviously we didn't have a lot of control over. Was that super disappointing? Yes. Have I already had a conversation with our sales rep at Prairie Meadows? Yes. And will I demand something less on the invoice? Yes. So we'll see. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm going to leave that in their court to present something. But then we'll go from there.
They have promised us that it's going to be okay. So
yep.
I don't know what it's going to be. It's based on our face-to-face with them.
Right. Yeah. So, lights. Yeah, that was a thing.
The only thing that I would suggest we might try to do next time is have a more productive tech rehearsal, and actually have a tech rehearsal. We went through some of the songs, which was fine, but actually going through the script and show beforehand.
Sure.
We wouldn't have to do the whole script, but enough that we would know what the last thing that she was going to say or something like that before we started the song.
Sure. We did send out a copy of the script that I think was emailed, right? Did I do that?
You did.
Yeah,
I didn't get that on my Wi-Fi.
I thought I sent it out to all the members.
I saw it.
You handed it out. Yeah, well, I can definitely fix that.
It's just something that
I'm used to going into professional venues where the tech people do what they need to do and they get her done. And if they need tech time, I'm used to them sort of leading that show. I'll know in the future that maybe I can't rely on that. And so that's something that I can definitely fix, and that is duly marked and noted. I was disappointed that they never turned on the lights at any point during the morning. It didn't look like they were ready to turn on the lights at any point during the morning. Yes?
These two guys were the techs. They were the exact same two guys who worked there last year.
Right.
And they did an extraordinary job on this. Yeah. I don't know how they got the ball, and I think that might be a good question that whoever is going to be negotiating with the final is to find out why there was such a difference in technical expertise with the same two guys.
The only answer I received is that there was a concert in there a few weeks prior, Bret Michaels, and they had like rearranged and done a lot of stuff for whatever his concert was, and I just don't think that things got put back correctly. But why they were not testing that and having everything ready to go before we arrive is still sort of a
good point. And I thought we had a much better, bigger expectation for a light show last year. We had a lot more things. He asked you about the flag. And you said there isn't a flag, or we had a flag and the Statue of Liberty that had to be a little bit at a certain time. And so all these things, and the other thing backstage, there was technical stuff equipment laying all over the place that you could play with.
And that
didn't exist last year. We had a very clean.
I was disappointed that you couldn't get from stage right to stage left by going behind a curtain. I mean, I had to keep running around the backside and into that hallway that I really wasn't supposed to be in to give calls to Frontier and let them know, okay, you got about 10 minutes or you're about ready to go on five or where to find them. Yeah, all the stuff that needed to get done. I mean, that was a big hassle for me, and so I relied a lot on Eldon, which I don't know if he's here. What's that?
Just Carson.
Yes.
Before we forget.
Yes.
Is Eldon over at the...
He's doing some...
But I relied on Eldon to help get the choir ready and warmed up because I kept running around backstage trying to get things taken care of. So say a special thanks to Eldon for stepping in. Yeah. Let me say one more thing, though. We were actually expecting a lot more from the lights. I mean, they were given a whole script where, I mean, the lights were supposed to turn certain colors. It's like it was supposed to be, you know, pink for love songs, and it was supposed to be orange during the Western songs. There was a whole bunch of stuff, and because they couldn't figure anything out, we had nothing.
Well, see, we didn't have that expertise last year on how to match the... We didn't have anybody in that technical field on how to match the lighting with the script. And so even though they had the script ahead of time, we didn't have any lighting changes during that period of time. Do you think that was the reason that these lights were flashing on and off because they were attempting to make a...
No, I can tell you.
I sat behind the lighting board for a while with a guy and watched it go on and off. And he said there was a single three-connector cable that went off to his left under the wall.
Yep.
And went up to those spotlights. And we had to follow it all the way up to see where it...
Yep.
Because it was intermittent, and they wouldn't have known unless they had them on for a long time.
Yeah, lights disappointing.
I didn't like the idea that the minute we finished the last chord on the song, boom, the lights went out. We didn't ever get to take an applause.
Not much, yeah, for sure.
Then the lights were out right away. I think that it should have stayed on a little bit, at least allow us to take the applause.
He needed them to be off in between in order for them, because if you looked at those lights, they were overheating one of the things. I don't know why, but he needed them to be off in order to get through the next song.
So obviously, like I said, the lights, we could probably list a million things just on lights. Let's just chalk up that lights sucked, and let's see what else we can improve for future years. What you got, Jim?
Okay, so we were talking about tech rehearsal, but we got off on the lighting. So I think I like tech rehearsal, too. And we talked about the reading of the script and stuff. It gets me in the mood. It gets me used to the stage and how the lighting's going to be. So it isn't just for them that we're doing it. I think we could use a better tech rehearsal for the people. We're already on a new stage that we're not used to in Tucson that we haven't been doing. And just one more thing. So, yeah,
sure.
More we can do a kind of a dress rehearsal that morning.
Okay.
A tech rehearsal should be a tech rehearsal, not a shortcut. It should be A to Z, front to back, entire script, entire songs, entire lights, so that we know what to expect. We get surprised up there when all of a sudden stuff is happening that we've never seen, we've never rehearsed, we've never done.
Yep.
It needs to be A to Z.
Sounds good.
And we need to let our tech people probably know that ahead of time, that we expected to be ready to go at 10 o'clock. They need to know that. You can't be jacking around, hanging lights, get every shit done before we get there, ready to rock and roll with you. I mean, they need to know that. Maybe they weren't aware of that.
Well, I think that should probably be understood if you were a professional lighting company.
But did we tell them that? I mean, I'm not trying to find fault with us.
Right.
They need to know, too, what's expected of them. They are part of our team that day.
Yep.
And without any advance notice, they're not sure. We do something a little different than...
Yep.
Then Hank Daniels or whatever his name is when he's there, so they need to know what we expect them to
sure.
do.
Yep.
My wife and the family and so forth, they said, can't you go back to White Sherman?
I was there last night for Red Green.
Oh, I didn't know he was in the town.
I still see the reason why we're not there, okay?
That's a good segue into venue.
Yeah. Well, not just venue, but date.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
That may drive the venue more than anything else.
Well, unless, I was talking to one of the Sweet Adelines. You know, and they moved to the old Franklin Junior High. And they are pretty pleased with the place. And what it sounds like, they got a great sound system and a great light system in there. And that might be in our future, depending on the cost. But it sounds like it's worth the deal. And a lot cheaper than Frank Douglas.
That's a plus.
That's
not better. That's not better. I got
to remember that. It used to be a long time ago. Yeah, it was a church. There's a school or two.
Let's just not have open discussion here.
I think that there was some concern expressed about the afterglow, not the afterglow itself, but when we charge almost as much for the afterglow as we do for the show, I think that that's counterproductive. We had 35 people at the afterglow, and more than half of those were the quartets that were singing. So we need to do something different. We can't. People are not going to spend another $20 to go to the afterglow and have a few snacks. I realize it costs them enough, but that's just more than you can expect. I'm not surprised that we didn't have very many people there. But the smallest afterglow I ever remember.
Yeah.
We had twice that many than anything we had at the Lake Sherman.
Well, you know,
we need to figure out some better way to do that. It's just not.
I would agree. You know, ironically, we had about 70 people last year.
And but we didn't charge $20 last
year. Yes, we did.
Yes, we can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, we had more people at the show.
Well, that's another thing, too.
I mean, I don't know.
I just think that it's too much. We need to find a way to keep that cost down. It's just ridiculous.
Well, forget the sliders, I guess.
Well, there was one song in the first half that people that I knew were saying when we passed the melody back and forth between parts. I don't know if that was second star or which one was, but it was in the first half. They were saying the people of the melody were drowned out by other parts that weren't balanced.
Well, yep. I could be a number of songs, but yes. We've had ongoing conversations about that. We also had a couple people sick that day, couple folks, you know, not there that, you know, we thought maybe were. So balance is always an issue.
It's always an issue.
Yep.
A minor program issue, and that was, I had one person, I think it was Deidre, she was there, I think I know who she is. She said, there's no roster listed in the program of who's singing, who's members.
Oh, okay, they took that out. That's the first time we've done that.
I took it out because it brought us, it saved us about $300-$400 by reducing by 4 pages of the whole program.
Okay.
I sat next to Tom Lewis when Frontier was singing, and then afterwards he talked with me. Tom was a radio tech guy. He was critical of the soundboard, and he did not think they were turning off the mic of the MC. And as we talked, I said, "Well, would you like to help us with sound on future programs?" He says, "I might be glad to do that." So that's something to keep in the back of your mind. I agree with Greg. I think we need to look at tape. We're always going to end up conflicting with choral society or somebody, but when you have families telling you, we can't come because it's one family or another gets Palm Sunday and the other part of the family gets Easter kind of thing. We knew that was a problem going in. Kind of think it was a problem as it was. I think Mother's Day next year is a problem. And I think we really have to look at next year. We don't have a quartet lined up yet, so I think the board needs to look at that Wednesday night. And the cost out there, I think, is selling tickets, and I think that afterglow expense is going to eat us up, and that's a problem. Side that we're doing some grants right now, we're talking about what our budget, what our finances are, and touting our reserves, and we have to get into our reserves, that doesn't look real good next year.
Yes, thank you.
I would have preferred to use the curtain for getting the correspondence to the stage, especially at the beginning, after the opening quartet,
the only reason we didn't do that is because it pushes the risers so much further away from the audience, and we were trying to get the chorus and the people to be closer, because one of the comments I understand we received from last year, that choir seemed very quiet and far away. So we were trying to compete those comments from a previous year. I wasn't here for that, so I don't know what that was like. But that was at least the reasoning behind it, but I've got you down. Yes.
That's a comment my son made, that he said I can really hear you this year.
Okay.
Let me go.
Sure. Okay. I thought I saw another hand somewhere. Yes.
Comment was the shrieking of the chorus, but even with that, we sounded good. And I thought while we were singing "Keep the Whole World Singing," they didn't bring out the lights enough because of the small print and the age of a lot of people. They were having to look really hard to see.
Sure. Maybe it would have been maybe a better thing to put in the larger program, perhaps.
Yeah.
People really like singing well this at the end.
Yes.
I threw a big deal on
that.
Yes, Bruce.
I had several folks that were confused by two programs. What's this little one? Is it the same thing? What should I be looking at? I don't know why there's two books.
Okay.
I would ask people, what are your thoughts on movie tickets or not? A bit different than years past.
That was how it was different.
Last year, for example, all the tickets were pre-printed by paramedics, and so I could hand out as many as I wanted to guys that wanted to take tickets, and I just kept track of how many I gave you and how many you brought back and paid for, whereas that's just about impossible to do with Bandini, at least very well.
You know how I feel. I always sell more tickets when I can sell tickets. I'm an old guy, and I like selling something.
Mm-hmm. We'll go online and do it.
I think it's an education for both our members as well as the public on the site. If we have to walk, if they call you, just walk through it on the phone.
And I
would be a member of them.
I do. I mean, there's a number of different ways we can handle this. One thing that I think we had talked about some time ago, there's no reason why we can't just have an order form that we can give to our members.
Right.
And they can just take down all the information, get the payment, and then they will either be emailed the tickets or they're at local. I mean, that's no different than having necessarily a paper copy of the tickets.
That's a good idea, that you can get it at local.
Right.
Right.
That's a good idea.
I mean, if we get all the information and the payment, I don't think it's necessary for us to have a physical copy of the ticket right then and there. I think if people know that they're going to get a copy in their inbox, in their email, or they can just get it at will call. Yes?
As far as tickets go, I talked to Greg, and last year I looked at his entire list to find out who my people were. We don't have to be connected with each member per se, but I need to find out whether my people are being on the total list.
Sure.
And that's important to me, and I'll he'll be passing just one copy to me just to look at and get back to him.
So the chorus wants to know who has purchased tickets.
Well, that was the whole patron list. He wanted to see who was on the patron list.
Not other people, but my people, were they on the list? I duplicate that anyway on my own because it's nice to have
the brochures to be able to.
We can add people to that list even if they didn't buy a ticket, as long as we would know that they want to be on the list so that they would get notified, you know, when we have another event. I can go in and add that in.
Well,
maybe I'm speaking out of ignorance here, but I kind of wonder, we had some prizes here for top ticket sellers. How in the world did you know who you sold tickets to, or if they went online and bought tickets, are they giving you credit for that? Or how did you do that?
I did it because I know how many tickets, Bob and Gary both came to me, and they would say, hey, I need X number of tickets and so forth. And then I know what Nina ordered.
Okay, so the people that we went out and sold or said, hey, you come to our show, here's how you get your tickets, go online and get tickets, but nobody gets credit for that.
You could. They could. Where you have to answer, how did you find out about this? You could say other, and you could say Lyle Schwerter. That'd be the way to handle it.
I told people to go online, but I don't know whether they did or not.
I don't either.
Right.
I know a couple of my church people did.
There's a really easy way to do that. To email Greg and say, did this person buy tickets?
Yeah. She was there. Because I've heard the names. If you wonder about a name, I've got the names.
I heard both sides.
Yep.
I heard some people say, hey, we really like the online tickets. And then I've heard other people in my choir or church Sunday morning that, we just didn't get around to getting the tickets ordered. We're starting to visit the show. Last year, I sold them tickets and had their money.
Then they're going to come.
Yeah. And that's why
you have an order form.
Order form would be for that.
So we can do those right people have bought.
Okay. Let's try to keep moving. And I'm going to wrap this up in another about 3 minutes. So are there other items that we want to discuss, either related to tickets or other things? Gene?
Before we wrap up, our guest, Kent Morrison.
Yes. Good to see Kent.
Paul Cartwright, and guess who isn't here?
It's good to see you back here, Ken. It really is. Thank you. Yes, Mike.
Okay, one thing on the nursing homes, I called all 31 of them, and what we discovered was that the activity directors, outside of the few where you guys sang, the clues, they had no idea we had anything going on at all. And so one of the things I looked back at was that I think Brenton had the artwork and the title of the program in August, give or take, I guess, is about right.
We had it all the way when we were doing the Harmony Explosion.
Right.
So anyway,
what they told me, and I think we need to do, as soon as that is settled, and we need to contact these people personally and then mail them at least what we have, the date and the title and the artwork, so that they know. They said, we're planning out a year. And so I said, we'll put it on the list as an event if you let us know early enough. So we'll have to do that.
And another thing you have to know is that care center has to have a band to bring the people. That's number one. Number two, the activity director is the one that runs the band, and she wants to work on Saturday night.
Well, we did have one said, I'd go except the band is tied up for a funeral. Mm-hmm. So you can't win
against me.
What you got, Norm?
I had a comment. Wanted a little more variety in the mix of the song tempos and things like that. Seemed like they were probably the first half or something like that was very similar, and they were looking for a little more variety.
Very good. Bruce?
We made mention in the show towards the end about our audience supporting us being a delegate and all that. Obviously, John had somebody who's like, where do I make my check? And I was just wondering if we could have something kind of like the Harmony Foundation did, like out by the ticket tables or something for people to grab to fill out and give us some info and, kind of start the process. Because I know both with tickets and this stuff, our clientele is a, hard copy kind of a person, in terms of doing things online. They might be a little more comfortable with somebody helping them, and I don't know if we want to have a person there to, help them set up their donation or take a check, you know, the night of a show kind sure. of thing, because it's one of those where you strike while the iron's hot, because as soon as they go home, they're going to forget, I should have given them $20. I really thought that was important, and this gives us that.
I don't know if it needs to be a take-home thing or
no, but just
or something that's in our program
right.
or something. But yes,
or have somebody at the table or something at intermission.
Agreed.
We had actually talked about putting an envelope in. In fact, Point Vocal Arts does that. And we had an envelope, but we were up against the timeline. One of these things, I think, if people think that's worth doing, I think that we can slip that right in our program next time. And people with that envelope take home. And people do, they tell me that they get quite a bit back.
Right.
Any event.
Yeah. Right.
Slip it in all events.
Yeah.
We'll have a box sitting out in the lobby as they leave. They can just take the envelope home.
We ought to have something to hand out at the honor flight. That's a totally different crowd.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah. All right. I want to wrap. Okay. One last one. John?
I talked to, this is Spike here. I talked to Carolyn Lundberg, Paulus in the University Hospital. He has fluids on his lungs. And, I have a couple of cards. I'm going to choose one.
Okay.
I just want to say I have to find the cards tomorrow.
Sure.
I can have it so we can sign it.
Great. All right. Rich?
Just one last thing. You're talking about taking things home. And when I left the other night, I got out on the street, realized I didn't have no music. So I came back. I realized all things happen for a reason. The reason I didn't have my music is because someone had placed this lovely black shirt on top of my music.
Oh.
So if someone is missing a shirt, I have it. something that happens
as a fit.
So,
hey, it's yours, you've got your hands.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the fit?
So, if we find out who's missing the shirt, we'll know Rich. Actually, Rich, you want to pass that shirt off to, I don't know, do we have someone that can keep it around as our stash?
It is a crossbearer. Crossbearer.
Why don't you bring it next Monday and we'll put it
3637. Okay. It might be.
Send an email.
Okay, yeah, that's all the people.
It may have found its home. Great. Okay, so I know that Ed would like to start talking about some long-range planning stuff at 8 o'clock, but why don't we take this 10 minutes, take a quick little break, and have it help yourself to any cookies or the dip and stuff back there. Let's have a good time.
If you keep it short, we can sit more.
And before you sit down, we do have copies of the music for tonight. We have a cool day over here at the table here. Get a cup of coffee.
Brochure of it. It's going to be redone anyway. Get that redone now.
Now that's something with a name change and new pictures. And
things like that were going to need to be redone anyway.
Yep.
So I'd like to add one of the information brochures, at least one.
We don't have anything that we can do. No.